All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in Tomer Devor in the fourth. That's probably the sheet. Okay, so we're picking up Perek Rishon, the ninth section, the Midah of Visashlich Vimsulos Yam Kol Chatosom. So remember again, the Ramak quoting from the Pasuk in Micha, focusing on this phrase, literally translated, "You shall throw into the cast into the depths of the sea." All of their sins. So what does this mean? So right, the Ramak. Zu midah tova laHaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an important midah. This is a good midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So what does this mean? This is actually really amazing. Shahari Yisrael chatu masram biyat paro v'shava b'tshuva. So, you know, a lot of Jewish history can be summarized in a very simple way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot. We didn't appreciate it. We rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He handed us over in the hands of some type of tyrannical individual. As a result, we did tshuva. He redeemed us. And repeat. The truth is, Mitzrayim is a little bit different because Mitzrayim, we know, is part of the actualization of an Abrahamic promise, a promise to Avraham Avinu. Even again, amongst the Mefarshim, there's a struggle to understand what exactly was the catalyst for the Shibud, but it's not important for today. He says, Masrum biyad paro v'shava b'tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu handed us over in the hands of Paro, and we did tshuva. Lama ya'anish paro v'chin sancheiriv v'chin haman v'domehem. So the Ramak deals with an interesting dynamic. He says, if you notice, very often when we get ourselves into trouble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers us into the hands of a tyrannical individual, we do tshuva, and after we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. But not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem us, rather what happens? He punishes our oppressors. So the question is, why? What's the nature of the punishment of our oppressors? He says, now again, understand, there's multiple ways to discuss this, right? The Rambam discusses this also in Hilchos Tshuva about the idea is that if there was gzeros for certain things to occur, then at the end of the day, why are those who perpetrated those gzeros held accountable for their wrongs against the Jewish people? But what Ramak is saying is something deeper over here. That we sometimes, as a people, get ourselves into these situations because of things that we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us, but redemption is not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also punishes those who oppress us. He goes on. He says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnachin bilvad, lomar shavu b'tshuva, imkein lo yihya lohem odra." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only say, "Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and therefore, as a result of their tshuva, they should no longer suffer. There should no longer be any kind of oppression." He doesn't just say that. Because remember again, if the result of doing tshuva was therefore the removal of the oppressive forces, so all HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to do is take away Haman, take away Sancheiriv, remove the oppressive force. But zelo yaspik. But interestingly enough, in the divine plan, that's not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only remove the oppressive force, rather again, Eli Yashuv Amal Haman al Rosho, v'chein Paro, v'chein Sancheiriv. But rather, again, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove the oppressive force, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also goes ahead and gives Haman a dose of his own medicine, gives Paro a dose of his own medicine, gives Sancheiriv a dose of his own medicine. So the Shaila is, why? Why is it that in the divine cosmic plan, that it's not enough just to remove the suffering from Klal Yisrael after we've gone through the process of tshuva, but why is there a need to punish our tormentors? So look what he writes. Now, so again, remember, this simple answer, of course, is that this is part of a general cosmic system of din v'chashbon, that ultimately, again, it's everyone ultimately gets what it is that they're coming to. But the Ramak, what was coming to them. But the Ramak gives a really profound insight. He says, v'hatam lahanhagazu. So the reason for this divine behavior, he besod v'nosa hasoir alov eskola v'nosam el eretz gizera. So here the Ramchal says something amazing, and he gets into something that, by the way, is a fascinating dynamic in and of itself. He says, this is the dynamic of the Seir La'azazel. Right? The Seir La'azazel, remember again, Yom Kippur, you have two goats. And again, as we saw when we learned through Yuma, as we saw in Yuma, that those two goats have to be identical in every single way. And then there's a goro, there's a lottery. One of those goats goes la Hashem, one of those goats goes la Azazel. One of those goats is offered up as a carbon, one of them is thrown off a taken out into the barren wilderness and thrown off a cliff. So amazingly enough, the whole avodah of the Seir la Azazel is that we place, the Kohen Gadol places all of the averos of Klal Yisrael on the head of that Seir la Azazel. And when it's thrown off the cliff, it creates forgiveness for the Klal. Creates forgiveness for the clown. So Perusho. So what's the pshat with this? See, again, there's much to be said just about the dynamic. And by the way, all you have to do is you open up the first chapter of the Rambam Sochos Tshuva, and the Rambam discusses the profound power of the Seir La'azazel, just the ability for that Seir to atone for averos, some of them even in the absence of me doing tshuva. It's an incredible idea. So what's the pshat? What's the power of the seir? Hizu perusho, shahas soir, no se avonos mamish. By the way, says the Ramak, lest you think that this discussion is figurative, lest you think that it's a metaphor, that the seir going ahead and carrying the averos of Klal Yisrael somehow is a metaphor for some type of other dynamic. It's not true. Sha'asoyer no se avonos mamish. The soyer literally goes ahead and bears the sins of Klal Yisrael in a literal sense. V'zeh kasha ma'od. So says the Ramak, this is very difficult to understand. V'chi Yisrael chatu v'hasoyer no se. What does that mean? I did the avera, and the poor little sheep, right? What did he do? So I do the avera, and he goes ahead and he has to bear the avera. What's the pshat? First of all, again, if you think about it, even additionally, it sounds so un-Jewish, right? This idea that something else bearing responsibility for my actions doesn't sound like a part of even our faith system. Meaning the idea. I'm sorry. Right. So, but the idea, one of the tenets in Yiddishkeit is personal responsibility. Meaning, again, the beautiful part is Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift of tshuva. The gift of tshuva says, if I mess up, no matter what I do, I have the ability to fix it. But again, I have to own it. Suddenly, again, I sin. Those sins are transferred onto some seer. It's pushed off a cliff, and suddenly, again, I'm forgiven. So the Ramak says, v'chi yisrael chatu v'asir nosi. What does that mean? So he begins to explain this. He explains, el hamideh kach. But rather, the understanding is as follows. Ha'adam misvada, v'kavanoso bevidui lekabel alav tara. So a person does vidui, right? A person does vidui. When he says misvada, he's talking about tshuva. So a person engages in the process of tshuva. V'kavanoso bevidui lekabel alav tara. And what's the whole point? When I engage in the process of vidui, when I engage in the process of confession, which again, remember, at least according to the Rambam, is the first step, is one of the first steps. In the beginning, remember when the Rambam speaks about tshuva, so again, the first thing he begins with is vidui, whether or not that's part of the cognitive process of tshuva is relevant for our discussion now. He's just saying, when a person does vidui, kasher adam, ha'adam mitzvada, the kavanaso bevidui, the kaba alav tara, so I commit navera, and then I go ahead and I do vidui. And what's the point of this confession? The point of this confession is, the kaba alav tara, I want to accept upon myself a level of life purity. I want to be pure. I want to be pure. I don't want to be tarnished or sullied by chet. I want to be pure. Ke'inyon shamar David, herev kabsini ma'avoni. As David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally, launder me from my sin. Launder me of my sin. V'chein hu amarenu, mechok berachamecha harabim. Eino mispalo, ela, shiyiyu yisurin kalim, Shelo yihi abahem bitul Torah. So when a person goes and commits an avera, so a person recognizes that what? There's fallout from every single action. See, I will say this, by the way, we're going to have to stop over here in just a moment, but just to understand what Ramak is pointing out over here. You see, when I go ahead and I commit an avera, and I engage in the process of tshuva, there's a number of different dynamics at play. And one of those dynamics is that every single action has a reaction. So when I do something negative in life, by definition, there has to be some level of fallout. There has to be something that occurs. So now, again, we're going to see that part of the overwhelming dynamic of tshuva is that that perhaps doesn't have to be the case. That especially, again, when there is the highest form of a tshuva, like a tshuva me'ava, whereas the donos nasis lo kizichuyos, ma'averus k'mam shvikam mitzvos, there is the ability somehow to kind of overcome and, we'll call it overcome or escape the fallout. But let's just talk in the reality of the penitent. So my reality, I did the avira, I'm now doing tshuva. In my mind, what I feel is there's going to be a reaction to my negative behavior. That reaction is something we call yisurin, suffering. Suffering, I will say, now suffering sounds like a very heavy word, but suffering also just means there's a reaction, there's yisurin, there is a reaction to my negative behaviors. So what do I say? I say, Ribono shel Olam, einu mispala, ela she yisurin kalim, shelo ye bit b'hem bitl Torah. So Ribono shel Olam, I recognize I committed the wrongful act. There's going to be a repercussion ramification. That repercussion ramification is called yisurin. What I ask of you is, I know that I can't escape the reactions of my actions. So instead, what I just ask is for you to minimize the fallout. That if you're going to visit yisurin upon me, let those be yisurin that don't have bittul Torah. What does that mean, don't have bittul Torah? Essentially, if we look at this kind of in a larger panoramic sense, give me yisurin, but don't allow the yisurin to get in the way of my life growth. Because part of my tshuva is a recognition I have things I want to accomplish. I have things I want to do. I recognize I made bad decisions. There's going to be fallout for my bad decisions. Please don't allow the fallout to get in the way of my further upward trajectory. V'zesha omrim, avalo ayide yisurin brayim. And this is what we say. We say this, right? This is at the concluding piece of the Shmona Esrei of Yamim Noraim. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do tshuva and accept me back. Avalo ayide yisurim. So the way the Ramak understands yisurim brayim, so I will say, I think many of us, when we say that phrase, what do we have in mind? Avalo ayide yisurim brayim. What do we have in mind? No yisurim. I'm doing tshuva and accept me back without any yisurim. The Ramak says what it means is that no, yisurim ra means bad yisurim or the type of yisurim that get in the way of my upward spiritual growth. V'kachu mechavim b'yos omer v'atot tzadik al kol ha'ba'alai. And this is what we mean when we say, Chosh Baruch Hu, you are the tzadik, al kol ha'ba'alai. You are the tzadik for anything that happens to you. What does that mean? Hu mechavim b'yos omer, I'm sorry, mamishu mekabel yisurim b'sever panim yafos l'skaper. So we're going to stop over here for today. I know I'm leaving you on a little bit of a cliffhanger. But understand, this is what we mean. So I do the Avera, and when I engage in the process of Tshuva, what I'm ultimately saying is what? I accept the reactions, or accept the realities, the ramifications of my actions. All I ask of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to minimize it. What does it mean to minimize it? Whatever the Yisurim are going to be, don't let them interfere in the beautiful avod I want to engage in. Don't let them interfere in the upward trajectory. Don't let them interfere in my growth. We'll stop over here for today. What we'll see in Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning is the Ribono Shel Olam's response to this request. All right, so we'll stop here. Yeah.